Massachusetts Secretary of Education Jim Pizer was recently the guest speaker at a public forum outside of Boston. Someone asked him about teacher certification, and this was part of his reply.
I don't really understand teacher certification as a necessary requirement for teachers to be in the field.
Pizer, who was appointed by Governor Charlie Baker, says he's probably a little radical on this point. He's also timely, as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
Right now, Massachusetts Department of Education is reviewing how it certifies teachers. The goal? Simplify the process. So, which elements to keep and which to drop? It depends who you ask. Let's stick for a moment with Secretary Pizer at that public forum in Lexington.
Teacher certification is, you know, a requirement that all teachers must have, and it is more of a bureaucratic exercise than one that actually, I think, has any connection, or at least from a research point of view, any connection to, you know, teaching quality or student outcomes. And in the charter sector, they're required to take assessments, take a test that every other teacher is required to take, but they're not required to do the coursework. They're not required to have the other degrees or other go through the other hoops that other teachers have.
He has it completely backwards.
A staunch critic of charter schools, Barbara Mataloni, newly reelected as head of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. What she hears in Pizer's statements is keep in place the MTEL, that standardized test for teachers, and get rid of the deep learning educators need.
And the level of disrespect for the profession that statement reveals from our Secretary of Education is actually kind of breathtaking.
We asked Mataloni and others the same question asked of those who are right now over at the State Department of Education reviewing the certification requirements. If you could change one thing about the existing regulation and licensure, what would you change?
As a teacher educator myself, I know the kind of work that it takes, the kinds of questions that people need to be taught to ask themselves, what it means to even craft a question to be an excellent educator. That takes time and learning and thoughtfulness and can't be tested, so the MTEL doesn't let us know if somebody has that, and can't be rushed.
And Mataloni says this is what prospective teachers get when they take needed education classes. But that's not what State Representative Alice Peisch says she hears from teachers time and time again.
The teacher preparation programs do not adequately prepare them to teach when they walk in the door.
Peisch, a Democrat and the House Chair of Massachusetts Joint Committee on Education, says new teachers must demonstrate they can handle a classroom no matter what kind of school.
I would like to resist the temptation to compare charters and district schools as though all charters do this and all district schools do that.
Phil Rogers is watching a similar debate unfold across the country. He's the executive director of the National Association of State Directors of Teacher Education and Certification. As Massachusetts puts its teacher certification on a diet, others will be watching, he says, because all state governments have an add-on mentality when it comes to regulations.
And now I think they're trying to bring some of those features of high-quality alternative certification program into the regular certification program.
Rogers responded similarly to others when we asked about refining teacher certification. He says candidates should demonstrate they know how to teach, not just what to teach.
That you understand basic elementary dimensions of educational psychology. You understand the things that happen in a transaction between a teacher and a student. It's an incredible, complicated relationship. And when you just say, oh, we just want someone who has a degree in math, you may get an excellent teacher, but it's really, literally a roll of the dice.
That's not a whole lot different from what Rachel Romano sees when she hires teachers at Veritas Prep Charter School in Springfield. She's now the executive director of this school, grades 5 through 8. More than 10 years ago, Romano was a state-certified teacher who taught in a middle school in Springfield. What would she change about teacher certification? A lot, she says, starting with giving license reciprocity to highly experienced teachers from other states.
It is incredibly difficult to come into Massachusetts from another state, even if you are licensed and, you know, certified and have been teaching for a number of years. That seems silly to me.
The Massachusetts tests for educator licensure, the MTEL, can remain in place, Romano says. Anyone who's going to work with students should be able to pass that test. But master's degrees, Romano says, Massachusetts gives them too high a premium.
because on one hand, it's like teachers need to be incredibly prepared to hit these classrooms. They do need that master's degree, but the master's programs need to change. This is not a job that we sit around and talk about what we're going to do. It is a doing job, you know?
Romano, who has a master's degree, says to get licensed, teachers first need to know how to engage kids and how to get them to stop talking. And unless you're going to be a curriculum developer, you can skip that class on major 20th century child development theories and theorists for now. And here's where the head of a charter school and the head of a teacher's union might agree. If teachers don't have what they need when they land in front of a class of 30 kids, even if they're certified, they feel like they've failed and they leave the field. And everyone agrees that's got to change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jill Kaufman.